Moncrief on News Talk.
One of the more difficult jobs for grown-up kids is clearing out the family home following a death or when a parent moves into a nursing home. But there are companies that can do it for you. Maura Rooney runs one such service called Seamless Move. Maura, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. How are you? Good afternoon.
You got into this almost, well, not by accident, I suppose, but you initially, before you set up the business, you had to do it for a neighbour, as I understand.
Yeah, that's right. I was at home with the kids and got quite friendly, kind of in a caring capacity for our next door neighbour, who was an only child of two only children. So she didn't have any family support. And when she went into a nursing home, myself and another neighbour just had to take on the task of clearing out her family home and putting it on the market. And when we'd done it, and it was such a challenging process because she had lived there her entire life, which was practically 80 years, I kind of started thinking, oh, now that I've done it once, you could do this so much better. And at the time, I was kind of anticipating heading back to work, and I just started the service at that point.
Yeah. And so typically, how does it work when clients come to you?
It's quite a bespoke service because, to be honest, everyone's circumstances are different. But quite often, we would have a scenario where some of the family are here, but some of them are abroad. And we'd be contacted from the people abroad who would like to do their bit in this process for the family. Or we could have executors who are actually elderly themselves and they're quite overwhelmed by the task of it. So you can do some part of the process for them or all of the process. Where people are abroad, we're doing a lot more maybe. And that would start, I'm an accountant by profession. So I would get involved at the first phase in actually trawling through the paperwork in the house to make sure that all the correct paperwork is there for probate. But sometimes that job has been done by the time we get there. And really, it's a matter of going through the contents of the house, picking out anything that may have a resale value and getting that to the right destination, and then making contact with the various charities for items that you can rehouse, not necessarily resell, but rehouse. And then the final phase is, same with everybody's house, there's items that really are past their sell-by date or obsolete or broken or just not fit for purpose anymore, and we get them to the recycling.
Yeah, I'd imagine that a lot of the children who are all adults or at this stage probably don't even know how much stuff is in the house because that generation, that older generation, tended to never throw anything out.
Yeah, very much so. Everybody's house is different, but I mean, some people are extraordinary in how much stuff they hold on to. Other people are more minimalistic, but a lifetime of contents is still a lot of content. What works best for us and the approach I tend to take is getting the family members to take what they want, whether it's sentimental, whether it's valuable, to take what they want from the house first. And then we can go in and much more efficiently just kind of redistribute the rest of the stuff.
Mm. But do they, and I suppose you maybe develop this over time, that you might come across something and think, maybe they don't know about this or they've forgotten about this. And so do you almost have like a reserve list for the kids and come back to them and say, well, we found these items as well?
Yeah, there is. I suppose the most challenging part of the job that I find is managing people's expectations about what everything is worth, because things that were very valuable in the past aren't so valuable now. But once we've managed those expectations, I think people are happy for us to get on with it. But you get an eye for things, and when you care about people and how difficult a process this is for families, you know the little quirky things to keep. And if you get a sense of the people whose house you're clearing, you know what was valued by them. And I usually keep things aside and just as for the family, and then they go through it and see whether they want to keep it or not want to keep it.
Yeah.
I mean, the most challenging part is things like the photos. You know, it was a generation of people who printed off photos and had photos for every occasion, but nobody can really hold on to that. So that's hard for families. And usually what I recommend is for them to actually hold on to the photos and keep that for a job further down the line.
Right, as in terms of who gets the photos, because that might lead to friction.
Or there's a lot going on at the same time, and you might be inclined to get rid of things that maybe in later on you might regret. So the photos is one that, you know what, hold on to those for 6 months in somebody's attic, and then the lot of you can sit down together some afternoon and go through the photos and decide which ones you're going to keep.
Is there usually a lot of stuff that, you know, nobody wants or can't be rehomed?
Yeah, I mean, houses vary, of course. And you know, sometimes lovely things have just been held on to too long, or maybe they were in the attic, or maybe they were in the shed, and we have to get rid of that. And those things do go to the recycling. But, like, in a time where a cost of living crisis for so many people, like, the charity shops in Ireland are absolutely booming. And they're not only taking nice aesthetic pieces, they're also taking really practical items. So we find lots of things like bulbs that people never used, you know, a second mop that hasn't even been opened. Mm. All those really practical things are now going to the charity shops. So people who are under pressure financially can go in and buy that stuff there. You'd be amazed how much you can rehouse. You really would be amazed.
Yeah. Actually, one of our listeners wants to know, are there charities who will come to the house and collect, assume the larger items, or do you have to do that, bring it to them?
Sorry. Quite often we transport items, but there are some charities, like the St. Vincent de Paul, they sometimes come. The APA, which is a charity for Africa based out of Clonmel, they'll sometimes come. It'll be a matter of contacting them, emailing the charities. A lot of them do have vans, and if the volume is sufficient enough, they will be able to come and get it. It's a matter of sending them on photos and things.
Yeah. And leaving aside all the practical aspects of this, when you're going around the house with people, and it's, you know, often I imagine it's the house they grew up in, and the walls are vibrating with memories for them, and at a very sad time. That must be difficult to do at times.
Yeah, it is. A lot of the families we cater for are parents who have lived a very long life, you know.
Mm.
So the offspring are in their 50s and above, and they have all their own contents in their own house. So quite often what I recommend they do is just keep very small mementos. You know, people can't take everything with them. You know, they have their own houses themselves. Yeah, it is a difficult time for people. But sometimes by the time they find us and they decide that they want to transfer the service and get us to do it, they're kind of happy to let go. It's a grueling process. And particularly if parents have maybe been elderly for a number of years and required a lot of caring, and they're tired, you know. It's a tiring process.
Yeah. I assume occasionally there may be people who go, we can't decide yet, we want to put it into storage. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, no, I always recommend that. When I started this, a couple of families did put items into storage, but I learned from that. But actually, no, you know, it's people tend to go back and just take it out of storage and do what we would have done at the outset. And it's an expensive process, storage.
Yeah.
Like we have contacts of people who will send items abroad to family maybe living abroad. And that's a better thing than putting it in storage and deciding what we're going to do with it. You know, that's better, almost a better use of your funds.
Yeah, indeed.
So, if people get into a mindset of it's not about what we can realise from the distribution of this goods, it's that we can maximise how much of it we can rehouse, then people seem to really get a sense of contentment out of the process.
Yes, because I suppose the thought of it being thrown into landfill is harder than if it's going someplace and having a second life and being of some use
exactly.
to somebody else.
And they know that their parents valued these things because they worked hard for them and they saved hard for them. So as long as it's going somewhere else where someone else will value it, people seem to get a sense of contentment from that.
Maura, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Maura Rooney there, co-owner of Seamless Move. Moncrief.
Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.